Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hello and welcome to the Friday Five. Currently, a very wet and thundery one as I record this on Friday, the 14th of August, from my West Country farm, where the thunderclouds have been circling all around us for the last day or so. Not great for the planned barbecue tonight, of course, but good for the garden and for most of the farmers around here. Although not for those struggling to beat the rain and get their hay cart or their crops safely gathered in. Oh, it's always tricky, isn't it? The weather never does the right thing. And speaking of farmers, those of you who also tune into my main Lizelle Wellbeing podcast show will, I hope, have had the opportunity to listen to the first episode of my new series, which kicked off this week with a truly fascinating in-depth food discussion with Patrick Holden. Now, he is the founder of the Sustainable Food Trust. He is the former director of the Soil Association, a close friend of Prince Charles, and many others passionate about organic and sustainable food production, as well as being a longtime friend of mine too. And if you haven't already done so, do please take a listen. It really is genuinely worth a listen for anyone who buys food, who cooks food, who eats food. Well, I mean, all of us really is what I'm trying to say. We take apart so many food production myths. For example, did you know that eating grass-fed beef and lamb is better for us and better for the planet than eating either pork or chicken, and that far from being part of the global warming problem, cows grazing outdoors on pasture, and that's something that the UK farmland has so much of, unlike some other countries, these cows actually sequester or capture carbon in the soil, making them a net reducer of carbon in the atmosphere and very much part of any global warming solution. Do take a listen. It is really thought-provoking, and you can leave me a comment relating to this, specifically in the comments beneath the picture of Patrick and me that I posted this week on my Instagram grid, taken, I should say, before social distancing guidelines, because we did record this a little while ago. Now, I know that I said I was kicking off my fabulous new podcast series with the brilliant Ruby Wax. Well, we have indeed recorded a fabulous episode, and we were just about to upload it to the airwaves this week when her publishers advised us of an embargo relating to her new book coming out. So that episode will be running shortly, just as soon as we get the go-ahead to release it. So apologies if you were expecting Ruby this week, but we have recorded it and it will come very soon. And in other podcast news this week, I also recorded a podcast with the TV and radio presenter Jenny Faulkner. And this was for her Run Pod, so turning the tables, well, and the microphones, as she interviewed me for a change, all about my journey into running, particularly, and wellness in general. So if you'd like to take a listen, you will find this as the latest episode on her podcast, and that is Jenny Faulkner's Run Pod. And very good it is too, generally, her podcast series, I might add, not just my bit. Well, earlier this week, you might have seen me talk about health, well-being and slimming benefits of iodine in general and of seaweed in particular, because I shone a spotlight on another great British brand, a founder-led brand. As you know, I'm very keen on promoting these, especially the guys who do it well, who behave ethically and sustainably and responsibly for the good of everybody. Well, this brand is called Weed and Wonderful, Weed and Wonderful, and it comes from the Seaweed Company. And I've been a fan of their wonderful seaweed-infused cooking oils and the super intense smoked seaweed drops, which do literally transform so many foods and dishes with a fabulous burst of umami flavour, a bit like natural monosodium glutamate or parmesan shavings, you know, that amazing flavour enhancer. And as well as the flavour, they have loads of metabolism boosting goodness connected as well. So to find out a bit more, I invited their founder, the marine biologist and wild seaweed farmer, Dr. Craig Rose, onto my Friday Five here to share a little bit more about the well-being wonders of seaweed. And here he is now. Well, it's very good to speak to you, Craig. Thank you for joining me, because your seaweeds, especially the Weed and Wonderful, have literally been a staple part of my kitchen shelves for quite a while now. So I thought it would be good if you just tell us a little bit about your background and literally how you became a seaweed farmer.
Thank you very much. And I mean, basically, my background is as a marine biologist, and I came across seaweed through that and really saw that seaweed actually offers a huge amount of different benefits, both for health, nutrition, beauty, everything. And so the vision became to try and help people understand what seaweed is and develop products that actually make it easy to engage with seaweed. And the pseudonym came to me of Dr. Seaweed, with my background and the real doctor of marine biology, at least. And so then we developed the brand, which is Dr. Seaweed's Weed and Wonderful, and that we're playing on the words that seaweed isn't weird, it's wonderful. And that's part of the educational journey that we want to take people on.
So you've described seaweed as the food of the future. How do you get to that?
So it's basically one of the key issues with food is sustainability, and seaweed doesn't need fresh water, doesn't need land, doesn't need fertilizer to grow, unlike terrestrial crops. So from a sustainability point of view, it's amazing. And where we get it from in the Scottish Outer Hebrides, pristine, beautiful waters. We focus on one species, but actually there's around 10,000 different types of seaweed in the world. And we focus on the one because there's so much of it and it's so sustainable. But then the other reason it's the future food is because it offers so much nutrition, so many health attributes and some amazing flavour properties as well.
Talk about the nutrition first. What's seaweed? I know it really for iodine. Is that its main constituent?
Absolutely. So in the seaweed, there's all the minerals, trace elements, vitamins, but the key one in terms of significant levels is the iodine. Now, it's important. Some seaweeds are really, really high in iodine. Some aren't so high. The one we focus on has got a really good, natural, rich level of iodine. So we do our Weed and Wonderful capsules, which 1 to 2 capsules a day will give you plenty of iodine, between 200 and 500 of the RDA. And it's important actually to get a bit more because you don't absorb everything from your food.
Right.
And this will give you as much as you need. But as a country, there's actually real problems with iodine deficiency.
Is there?
So it particularly affects women.
And of course, if you're a non-meat eater, if you're mainly a plant-based eater or you're vegan, your iodine levels are likely to be quite low, aren't they?
Absolutely. So the main sources in the British diet is dairy.
Right.
And obviously, like you say, if you're on a plant-based diet or vegan, and actually I think now 30% of Britons have dairy alternatives. So with that removed from your diet, you're not getting iodine.
Yeah.
And then the other source is fish, and particularly white fish, which again is in decline. Mm-hmm. So seaweed's the only natural good source of this essential iodine.
That's really fascinating. And then in terms of trace minerals, I know that it's always good to, if you're having a mineral supplement or any kind of vitamin supplement, if it's plant-based rather than just created synthetically, it seems to be bound up with other traces of nutrients that kind of help its bioavailability. Would that be right?
Absolutely. And so one of the things we did research with Glasgow University Medical School, it's looking at the iodine particularly, but how it works within what's called the food matrix. So people were given an artificial iodine source, and then another group were given the seaweed in a capsule. And what we found was that the artificial source, you absorb very quickly, but you excrete it very quickly. Whereas when it's within the food source, it breaks down more slowly, you get this nice sustained release. And actually, the research concludes you excrete what you don't need when you replete. So you're right, that sort of natural source is very important because it comes with other things that help you absorb it, that sort of give that nice sustained release over time. Mm. And iodine is essential for your thyroid health. And your thyroid is so important because it produces the hormones. So it can also affect your metabolism. So how efficiently you burn food affects your brain health, cognitive health. It's essential for child development. And the World Health Organization say you should have more during pregnancy, for example. Mm-hmm. And nervous system, skin health, there's all sorts of different things because the thyroid is so important in your endocrine system, that the hormones that your body produces, having that natural source is essential. And as you said, if you're not getting it in your diet from other sources, it's definitely something worth looking at.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to bollandbranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Fantastic. Now, you also mentioned right at the beginning there about the flavour attributes. And this is really, I think, where I first got to know your range. And I love, absolutely love your flavoured oils. I love the smoked seaweed drops that I showed actually on my Instagram Live on Wednesday. And these just transform foods. You know, you can take a humble boiled egg, and which I do very often, you know, hard boil it, cut it in half, and just put a few of those drops of your smoked seaweed oil. And it is literally out of this world. How on earth do you create those flavors?
Oh, it's amazing to hear, because then, as I said, the whole idea of the Weird and Wonderful brand is saying seaweed isn't weird, it's wonderful. And how do you do that? You've got to make it in formats that, if it's in food, that tastes good. So we came up with this idea of the oil. So it's basically an organic cold-pressed rapeseed oil infused with the seaweed. So we have a pure seaweed-infused oil. We have a smoked seaweed-infused oil where the seaweed is naturally smoked and the oil is lightly smoked. And then the one you were talking about with the dropper, that's an intense smoked culinary essence.
So it's amazing.
Honestly, that one is my favorite. And yeah. I love it.
I mean, you could just cook, you know, a really simple plain pasta dish and with a few drops of that, and you've got a meal. I mean, it's phenomenal. And is this what they call an umami flavor? Forgive me if I've got that wrong.
It's close enough. So absolutely. It is. So what seaweed, people may have heard of MSG, monosodium glutamate, in a sort of bad way. And actually, glutamates are in lots of foods like tomatoes, mushrooms, cheese. But seaweed is naturally high in glutamates, the natural one, not the MSG stuff.
Right.
And those glutamates give this flavor enhancing or umami effect. So that comes through in the oil. So by drizzling it on salads, cooking with it, roasting vegetables, or with the dropper, finishing like pasta or eggs or anything,
yeah,
it just lifts the flavor. And it's not very seaweedy, so people don't need to be scared that.
No, it totally isn't. No, it's just, it's a little bit like, I suppose, the umami. It's a bit like sprinkling something with really good quality parmesan, where you get that similar sort of flavor enhancing. I mean, it's just delicious. And I first came across eating seaweed probably, I don't know, 30 plus years ago, because in my very early days as a journalist, I was very interested in macrobiotic cooking. And in fact, I was macrobiotic for about a year. And that was my first experience, my first foray, if you like, into eating seaweeds, because it was a lot of nori, sheets and arame and all sorts of things. You've actually got a macrobiotic person as part of your company, is that right? Is that helping with sort of the culinary development?
Yeah, so we have a nutritionist in-house, but we work with a range of nutritionists across all sorts of different diets and researchers in at least two different universities. And it's really, like I say, it's the benefits of seaweed. In Asian cuisine, it's well known, but because it's a traditional food. But actually, every culture around the world pretty much at some point has used seaweed in the diet, in the food chain to feed animals, put on land. So it's very much a forgotten food with a huge amount of benefits that we're really now relearning, whether that's macrobiotic, prebiotic benefits. We do a lot of research around weight management, so how it helps to manage blood sugar release because of the polyphenols. And I mean, I could fill hours and probably bore people to death.
Fantastic. Well, you'll have to come back because it's fascinating. I did read that you're an advisor for the British, and I'm not quite sure how to pronounce this, Phycological Phycological Society's Applied Algae Group. Who knew that there were such people meeting in groups? What on earth do you talk about? And what is the role of applied algae for the future?
So phycology is basically sort of algae experts or seaweed experts. And it's such an obscure term that if you Google phycology, Google comes back and says, do you mean psychology? That's how obscure it is. So it is an interesting group. And it's a really interesting time because there's a lot of academic interest. But like companies like mine and brands like mine, it's about bringing those benefits to consumers. So it isn't, and the applied group is good because it's how do you apply all that amazing research that certainly in the UK we're really leading on in many ways and bring it to people in ways that can understand sustainably, ethically, and in healthy, sort of appealing products.
Well, Craig, it's so great to talk to you. Thank you for giving up your time. And I know that we've got special collaborations going on with Lazar Wellbeing, for which we are very grateful. And it's great to see, as you say, Britain leading the way, not only in research, but with really innovative and well-being products, and wishing you continued success.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Well, I have to say, I find all of this absolutely fascinating, and it has given me a renewed passion for this humble yet highly sustainable sea vegetable. Yes, of course, Patrick Holden would be so proud of seaweed given its sustainability credentials, I am sure. And the news for us as a community just gets better because Craig has given all of us a massive 25% off all of his incredible seaweed products. You just need to head to the website, which is seaweedandco.com. seaweedandco.com, and then you put in the checkout code. Yes, you have guessed it. It's Liz Loves, all in capital letters, as always. So that's seaweedandco.com, and use Liz Loves in capitals to get 25% off everything. Thank you very much, Craig. I shall be using my code a little bit later. Well, talking of bargains, I hope you have taken out your subscription to the Lizelle Wellbeing magazine, because really, folks, this is the very last chance if you would like to read the September and October issue. We're just finishing it now. It's all gone. I've signed it off and it's brilliant. I love it. It's a really, really good read. But if you'd like to have it sent to you, you're going to have to be quick. As I've mentioned before, we are stopping selling in the shops. This one is not going into the shops. And as of next week, we become a subscription-only magazine, meaning you can subscribe, you get a better discount, you get sent your free copy with free postage and packing here in the UK. We do also ship around the world, but the postage just gets added onto the bill here. So what this means now in practice is that we will pretty much only be printing the exact number of copies that we need to send out to our subscribers. So if you are not on the list, you ain't going to be getting your copy. So, you know, one of the reasons for going down this route was to cut down on our overprinting and reducing waste. So literally, now is your last chance. It's a bit like the final bell, I think, that they ring when you're at the theatre. Remember that thing? Going somewhere called a theatre, surrounded by other people? Well, anyway, this is the final bell before the metaphorical curtain, the curtain up, or the printing press is down, if you like, gets pressed, or rung even, because that's it. Once we have pressed the print button, there's going to be no more. So if you're not on the list, as I say, you may very well not get your copy of this next issue. So as a special thank you, you get the discount by receiving one free issue. So you get six issues for the price of five. You get your free UK postage and packing. And if you're super quick, there are still a very few of the fab £10 Neil's Yard vouchers going as well, as an extra special incentive, as if one was needed. Simply head to lizellewellbeing.com for all the details, but please do be very quick. Well, that is it for this week's quick dip into the world of wellbeing, and it has been a pleasure, as always, to be in your ears again. And I do hope that you continue to love all that my wellbeing team and I do. Don't forget you can join me live on Instagram and Facebook on Mondays, Wednesdays and Fridays at 12:30 UK time throughout the week. That's lunchtime. And there will be a brand new podcast episode of the Lizelle Wellbeing Show to listen to on Wednesday. Will it be Ruby Wax? Well, just wait and see. But you will definitely be getting me next Friday, same time, same place. Until then, have a wonderful weekend and a great week ahead. Go well. Bye-bye.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.